Here we go.
Here we go.
It still playing?
There we go. It's theme lagging edition.
I mean, I'm wondering now if it always just feels longer each time because I feel like we interrupt and it pauses every new episode.
That's real.
I mean,
Well, here's the thing. My Zorbulon audio platform, known as Dougal Gox, or sometimes Dougal Grive. It really struggles with audio files.
I mean, that could be it. It also could be because you're using a Flapple device, not a Flandroid,
Well, Flackle, at least that doesn't send any green text messages.
As any Flapple user would say.
The beef rages on, you know what I mean?
I think this is,
Flandroid versus
I
Flapple.
think that's the theme of the episode. Do you have a question?
Let's see. When was the last gladiatorial games in the Roman Empire?
Okay.
You have to guess first.
This a is this all right, clarifying questions here. Are we including the Eastern Roman Empire as part of the Roman Empire?
Like the Byzantine Empire?
Yeah, but like that period before it was called the Byzantine, when it was just the East? Like after is this are we talking
I
unified
know that.
Rome? Yeah, all right, are we talking unified Rome or like the two Romes?
Unified Rome under an emperor. Last gladiatorial games under an emperor.
I apologize. My human history is a bit iffy.
Yeah,
Is it
same.
over under? Okay.
Whoever's closer.
I'm gonna go 413 AD.
Okay, here we go.
Well, you gotta
Give
guess.
me that.
You gotta guess, right?
Give me that 290 AD.
290 AD is the last gladiator game. Okay. All right.
Okay.
All
We'll
right,
do
let's
a quick Zorb Megatrix research session.
That sounds good to me. All right, let's
All
Megatrix.
right.
To explain.
As per usual, I think the last like I think Gorb has like a 7-run win streak. Gorb, tell them the history of Telemachus versus Telepecius.
Yes, so for the listener, the last gladiator fight in Rome was in 404 CE or AD, depending on how you do it. And in that fight, Emperor Honorius, he outlawed gladiator games. And then the final straw for that outlaw was when a monk named Telemachus jumped between two gladiators to stop the fighting. And because
Yeah, the
he was
two gladiators
such a
were
buzzkill,
Telelenixus and Telepecius.
yes, and because he was such a buzzkill, the crowd stoned Telemachus to death. And that was when they were
Whoa.
like, all right,
Time to call. Let's call it at this one.
I think this is time to fully ban it. And you know what? Then the empire ended.
Emperor Honorius, should we have called it at the last one? Yeah, probably.
What was that? Tele Intel versus Tele IBM?
Yeah, there you go. Okay, Gorb.
I'm
Who's
up
going
first.
first?
You know what? I am You know what? I'm gonna have to let you go first, Zorb,
Oh,
because
here
I
we
feel like
go.
because of my 7-win streak, I've been going first too often.
Let's
All
do
right.
it.
Are you ready for your prompt?
I was born ready, Gorb.
You're born ready. Your prompt is to tell me about the time the eggs discovered vodka. Go. 22:33 on the clock.
Okay, here we go. The time the eggs discovered vodka. Okay,
Yes,
well,
that is your prompt.
there's something I must tell you.
Yes, what is that?
And I really, really regret to say this, but at this time right now that we all exist in, the real truth is that there are no eggs left.
Shocker.
Everything you think you know is wrong. First, the what I'm referring to as eggs is the egg family. There
As a
are none of them left.
okay. May I ask what the egg family is? Is that like a subspecies or like a human family with the last name egg?
It is both of those things.
Oh. Oh, heaven.
It's a subspecies of human with the last name egg,
Homo sapiens
preyed
sapiens
upon for
egg.
their luscious golden yolk inside of them.
Oh my.
Okay, there was Gilbert Egg,
Wait, what was his
and
name?
he was he, Gilbert Egg.
Gilbert Egg, okay.
And he was the top of the branch of the egg family. Now, there was an island deep in the Pacific, somewhere next to Guam. That's in the Pacific Ocean, right?
I mean, that sounds about right. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there you go.
That tracks.
And the Easter Island, right?
I believe that's also in the Pacific, just in the south
Yeah.
as opposed to the north. Yes.
So here's the thing. If you were to map out Easter Egg Island, or e that's what it was called, right?
Yes, that
Was
makes sense.
there was Guam, there was Easter Island, and in between those two islands was Easter Egg Island. Okay.
Yep. Does Guam
On
have
this island,
Yeah.
there were people with very fragile skin, translucent, if you will, right?
Yes.
And there was one giant mother hen. That's where they all came from.
So it was like a bee colony, like with a queen kind of thing.
Sure.
Okay, all right.
The mother hen's name was Gilbert. Okay.
Okay. Bold choice.
Gilbert Egg. Now, some you may be asking, Gorb, where did this giant hen come from? Are you asking that?
I did not even know it was like a giant chicken, but yes, now I'm definitely asking it.
Okay. Well, you're never gonna know.
Oh, okay. It's okay.
No
That's most of life's
one
questions.
knows. No one knows the real origins of the egg people. And they existed for generations on this island. It's about the size of Cyprus,
Oh,
but
okay.
it was well hidden, and
How
no
was it
one knew
hidden?
about it.
How was it hidden?
A very thick shell.
If you sailed by it, what would you think anything odd? How did that work?
Well, here's the thing. You know, like the Bermuda Triangle?
Yes.
This, the realm of ocean near this island might
Yep.
as well be like the Bermuda Quadrangle, right?
It was the shell around the shell.
Decahedron.
Ah,
The
classic.
Bermuda Decahedron, you know?
10 times
So
worse, some might say.
now, there was one explorer who knew of this island because he managed to make it through the Bermuda Decahedron.
How did he do that?
With modern technology, it would be impossible.
Okay.
But he managed to make it through because he wished he could do it. He wished real hard, and the mother hen could grant wishes.
She
And
believed in
she
him.
heard him.
Yep.
Gilbert heard him and summoned him forth to the island. And he arrived at the shores, greeted by the egg people. Now,
I mean, can I ask a clarifying question here, Professor Zoro?
sure.
Do the egg people just have translucent skin and a mainly human appearance, or do they look like chickens, like the mother hen?
The records get a little scratchy here. The only accounts we have are a bottle that we found, with a paper rolled up into it with all of our explorers' adventures. Did we give him a name?
I don't think so. No, not yet.
Okay, great. Okay, so his name was Smellington. He was
Smellington.
Smellington.
Captain
And he was
Smellington or just Smellington?
Captain F. Smellington. And when he arrived on the island, all of his vessel had been destroyed, right?
Yeah, broke up along the
He
rocks.
wakes up on the beach, sand in his face, and he begins to look upon these people.
He
And
couldn't.
like I said,
Yeah.
he the accounts of this event, it wasn't just one bottle with paper wrapped up into it. Several different accounts have been found, but it's kind of like, day 17, day 43, right? But
He could never
we
do
do
it
have
like
a day
a quick
one journal.
sketch. Yeah, he never did a
So
sketch or anything.
here's day one, right? The way he describes them is all we have is translucent skin, love to chortle,
Wait, what?
love to chortle. Okay, that's what it says. And spam-esque. Okay. Now here's the thing. This was kind of like during like the age of explorers, like,
Yes.
Magellan, have smelling or whatever. Smellington, there you go. And Captain F. Smellington was like, second in his class next to Magellan. He fucking hated him. Like Magellan always getting the limelight. So, when he got his mission, basically the rulers of his kingdom, the king or queen or whatever, was like, Captain Smellington, go find that magic island by the Decahedron. He's like, I won't do it. He took it seriously,
Yeah, he's a go-getter, you know, sets his own
So
agenda.
all of these, we skip a little bit further ahead here, and in the journal, what happens next is he finds himself by a campfire, and what the notes say is these young ones gathered round the campfire and started to chortle and sing.
Okay.
Man, did they look like spam.
He never
Spam not invented several centuries later. Okay.
was chortle a common verb in the English language at that time, or is it?
Like I said, a lot of this is wrapped in mystery, okay?
A bit of the context is missing.
Yes. Now, the next bottle found is day 78, right?
Oh wow,
We go from
he
like
really got stuck there.
We go from day one to like day four to day 78, like
Okay.
big gap, right?
It's a decent gap. It's not
How
insignificant.
much time do I have left?
You have 12 minutes and 56
Okay, good.
seconds.
And the exact prop was the eggs that stole vodka.
I think it was the first time the eggs found vodka. Either way is fine. I forget. Just run with it.
So day
Follow your heart.
73, right?
Yeah, 78. I thought it was 78.
Something like that. The number's smudged. It's you
That's
can't
fine.
really tell. Now, here is where he starts to talk different, right? Like he used to be writing in like old English.
Using common
And
verbs like chortle.
exactly, in span, but that was on day four, so who
Okay, yep.
knows? So he writes, becoming more translucent, the mother speaks to me and has given my assignment. They just chortle. They just chortle. They just chortle. Please help. I'm so happy. That's what he says.
Okay. And then just to clarify, so these messages, they're found in bottles, right? Is his handwriting
That's
just
right.
like really big, or is it, he's just throwing little bits of pieces of
It
paper?
gets bigger as the letter goes on.
Chortle always has a capital C, so it takes up space.
Yes. And it's underlined three times.
Can't miss the significance.
Capital Chortle.
Okay, that's day 78.
So day 96 is the next one. And here he starts to adapt, like, it looks almost, the best way to describe it is that it looks almost like the letters you cut out of a magazine and paste onto a piece of paper.
But his
But
handwriting.
magazines didn't exist, right?
Yep.
Here he writes, I am becoming her. She puts me under her wing, and that's where we live now. Bring my body into hers. I will become nothing again. Chortle, 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 chortle. They just chortle, chortle, chortle. Okay.
It sounds like it's taking a turn for the worse over there.
Then there's day 101,
Oh, that's pretty recent.
the
Okay.
last note we get from it. Okay. Now, the note just says, she is released.
Okay.
That's it. That's the end of F.
Captain
Smellington's
Tonkin's journey.
records.
Yeah. How were these
Okay.
bottles found and when?
Well, that's the thing. Before F. Smellington left, he had a son.
Oh, on the dodecahedron or like in England?
In next to Magellan.
Okay.
He he married Magellan's sister to try and spite him.
They had such a bitter
Then
rivalry.
yeah, they did. They did. Who's chortling now? Okay,
Yep.
so his son, he changed his last name because he was ashamed of his father and didn't want to be associated with him, right?
Yeah, the lost
And
dodecahedron crown.
he moved to America, and he had a son. And that son became the bloat. Okay.
The BLOAT. What, wait, what did you say?
BLOAT, okay?
Okay, the bloat. Was he?
Picture Indiana Jones, but like way more Machiavellian and way more round in the face. Like a normal average American body. But his face is round. Like his cheeks kind of like fold in like a bad chicken nugget. And he found his dad's things, right? Which didn't have any of the bottles yet, right? We at this point in the story, we don't know where they came from.
Yes, no, of
But
course.
he does find the documents of when F. Smellington was sent to Easter Egg Island, and Not the exact coordinates, but like a good guesstimate of where it was, right?
Somewhere south of Guam and north of Easter Island.
Exactly. Somewhere in the middle.
Only about 12,000 miles to go through there.
Somewhere in the middle. So it must have been in the blood, because the bloat, that was his nickname on like the street, because they knew that this round-faced man would pull no stops to get whatever treasure was hot on the market, right?
Reminiscent of a medieval monk named Piggy Sam.
Exactly. The lineage, if you follow the family tree, it's not too far off.
That's fair. It's England.
He sees these papers and it's like a revelation, because he never is unable to get what he wants.
So he's always able to get what he wants?
Don't think about it, Gorb. So as a final note, the F. Smellington papers say, "I really wish to find this place," right? And those papers are public record. Many other people have tried to like find this place. They don't even end up finding the dodecahedron. They can't even see that part, right? So he's like, he decides to follow in his grandfather's footsteps, and he also writes, "I really wish to find this island."
Is there any
Now,
reason why they want to find it so bad? Spices? Anything like that? Gold?
unexplored land was what F. Smellington was. He was just an explorer. He was just trying to push the mold. The bloat wanted it because he needed to find it, because he was the best, or he thought he was, right? But he had a
Never unable to
rival.
get what he wants.
He had a
I'm
rival.
obliged to tell you, you have about 5 minutes left to wrap this up.
Exactly. And his rival was Smam Bading Dang Doof.
And
Smam Bading Dang Doof. Okay, so Smam is his first name, right? But Ding Dang Doof, full last name. Okay. This man always dressed in extravagant fur coats,
that even when it was hot out.
which were faux leather, not real. He was a vegan, okay? He got real hot, but he didn't care, because it was his like signature thing, right?
Listen, faux leather is really hard to come by in the 1700s. Good for him.
So the bloat and him rivals, right?
Just like his dad, Magellan.
Yeah, but not only were they rivals, they were lovers. Spam but Ding Dang Doof happened to be looking over the bloat's shoulders when he found all these papers. And he's like, "Oh, what did you find?" And the bloat's like, "Nothing." And then they kind of have this like relationship where they're like, "Oh, like everything's like all fine," and then they get into rival mode.
It's working home is very different for them, is that how
Yeah,
it works
Spam but Ding
together?
Dang Doof has a great nose for adventure, and immediately senses that something is happening.
He can
Make a
just see
long
it.
story short, they decide for this one and only time to combine forces, right? The bloat pulls out all the stops. He's rich because he has many a treasure. They go and they take an old boat, because that he thinks that he wants to be like his grandpa, so he gets a big boat. And they get sails, they go, and they go halfway between to the right spot.
Okay,
Okay.
they find it.
Now, Spam the Ding Dang Doof, he has a favorite drink.
Is it
Do
vodka?
you? It is vodka. Okay. Now, here's the thing. They get close to the island. And you may be thinking, how did these eggs steal this vodka? But
I don't even know what they look like.
Gorb, They didn't steal the vodka.
What happened?
They stole Spam Ba-Ding Dang Doo. They
Why?
arrived on the shores of the island, much like F. Smellington, and they heard the hens call. Right?
Yep.
Here's the thing. All the hen wants is to assimilate all things other than her eggs into her body, right?
Kind of
Just
sounds
like
like
F.
a hive mind.
Smellington, they arrive at the hen's body and they gaze upon it, and the bloke in his suit jacket and investigating hat and trench coat
His fur coats.
gazes upon the hen and sees his own grandfather's head still planted there and alive, protruding from the hen's wings.
2 minutes.
So, Spam Ba-Ding Dang Goof comes. He starts laughing. He goes, wah, 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 right?
Sounds like a
And
duck.
it sounds like a duck, or it sounds like a chortle.
I can't.
And
Oh,
the bloke
God.
goes, "No, don't let him take you." And Gilbert goes, and just absorbs Bam Ba-Ding Dang Doof with only his head popping out. And he goes, "I am become one with the mother."
There's so much
And the
chortle.
bloke goes, "No!" and runs off of the island and starts swimming. And he makes it, and he finds a boat of Finnish whalers.
One minute left.
The Finnish whalers bring him on board, and they ask him in Finnish. They're like, "What happened?" And he goes, "I don't know your language, gentlemen."
Does he chortle?
Make a long story short, he starts to look around him, and he goes, "Why do you look so greasy?" And they're like, ha, 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 ha. And he goes, "Your skin, it's so thin and pure." And they just
Translucent
continue
almost.
to laugh until
15
he's
seconds.
brought back to Mother Hen to be consumed.
Oh, God. Oh, bye. All right.
Oh,
Ooh.
are you ready for your prompt,
You
Gorb?
got your timer ready, Zorb.
My timer was definitely always ready. I'm not biding any time. Not until. Okay, yeah, I was ready.
Quit your chortling and give me the prompt.
Your prompt, Gorb, is to tell me the scariest story of all time. 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh, God. Right. The scariest story of all time. I would like to just to clarify up front.
Yeah.
What is fear? Some might say it's subjective. Some of us are scared, by the night or spiders. Not us aliens with our 18 legs. Spiders got nothing
We
on
have
us.
our own fears we deal
Yes,
with.
black hole super
Gas
guy.
pumps.
Yep, gas giants, miscellaneous cutlery, chortles. Fear is quite
Marps
subjective.
Marbleton.
Barks Marbleton.
Barks Marbleton.
So I'm glad you bring that up, Zorb. So if we are going
Yeah.
to really quantitatively talk about the scariest story in the cosmos
With data to back it up.
with significant data to back it up, I think I have to tell you the story. I'm sure it's one you know quite well.
Oh, yeah.
Of the
They tell
legend,
it to the kids.
listen, of the legendary Lemurgian Bark Smorbleton.
Good old Bark Smorbleton.
A cautionary tale as old as time.
Yeah. If you aren't taught this, do you even know morality?
Exactly. Do you even, one can't even comprehend true fear without knowing the story of Bark.
It's marbled.
I think it was Smorbfulton.
Well, is this Smorbleton or is it Smarbleton? Because those are two different ones.
No, you're mispronouncing it. It's a common Zorbian as opposed to Gorbian mispronunciation. It's Bark Smorbfulton. There's a F
Stop
sound.
getting it caught in your gills, you damn Corbin.
You're not chortling correctly on the F sound. Anyway, let's just say the story of good old Bark Smorbfulton has been a source of much scientific, religious, theological, and philosophical debate over the course of the last 26 centuries.
At least.
And that's Uranian centuries, not Earth, for those listening.
It's not the same, but it's close.
Yeah, I mean, give or take 1,000 years. What's a chortle to a non-chortle, am I right? So yes, the scariest story ever. The
Scariest
legend
story
of
ever.
Bark Smorbfulton. So backing up, we're gonna
Gotta
go.
give us a sense of scope.
I think a sense of scope is important. So we're gonna go to, what was the Big Bang? 13.7? Yeah. It was
Something
definitely
like that.
quite a while back.
At least a long time.
At least a long time. I would say maybe even a chortles and a half.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
That Bark Smorbfulton was born on the planet, I forget exactly what I said, but I think it was like Flamorgian or something like that.
Yeah, that's it.
The name is context dependent. It depends on how you use it in a sentence.
It's Flamorgian. You got
Yeah, there's a bit of an S sound. I'm not chortling properly.
Yeah.
And Slimorgia, as it's, in the singular form, was a
Yes.
very, you know what Dune is and how it's really dry?
Like Timothée Chalamet?
Yes, like that. Now, in
Yeah.
speaking of Timothy Chal, what's his last name? Chalamet? I don't know if I'm chortling that properly.
Chamolet.
Chalamet, I don't know if I'm chortling that properly. Speaking of that actor, so that Dune's really dry.
Yeah.
Slimorgia
At least pretty dry.
is like, what if the entire planet was just full of stone statues of Bob Dylan?
Stone statues of Bob
Yeah, so
Dylan?
it's not like it's dry, but that's really not its most distinguishing feature. It's and then there's like two or three statues of Timothy, what's his name, Chalamet, but that's like up in the, it's in the polar regions.
Because on that planet, he was the real Lisan
We're gonna get to the real Nisan al-Gaib.
Okay.
Some might say that's the scariest story of all time. So
Yeah, but we can't get ahead of
we
ourselves.
can't. Time check.
17 minutes.
Okay, so Bark Smorbfulton was not born so much as coalesced into consciousness on planet Flamorgia.
From many parts.
Yeah, I mean, exactly, yes. It was kind of like in the crevice between a Bob Dylan statue and like another
And
Bob
Timothée
Dylan
Chalamet.
statue. No, it was just another Bob Dylan statue. It's mostly Bob Dylan's, except for the polar regions.
Okay.
It
Well,
was
who do they have in the polar regions?
Timothy Chalamet's.
It's how they tell what temperature it's going to be.
It has something to do with the Earth's or the planet's axis, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, there you
Like, as soon as you see one Chalamet for every Dylan, you're getting above 50 latitude.
That's close.
Gets quite cold in that region.
So
Anyway.
Bark Smorfleton was formed.
Formed implies direct causation. I'm going to say he more of a more coalesced into
It just
being.
happened.
Yes, and when you coalesce into being on a planet where the only two things are either statues of Bob Dylan's,
Are there beings? Like it's just those statues? There's
it's
no
just
like
statues. all
There's
the way
no
around.
living beings, so he comes into being on an empty planet.
Well, hear me out. So he comes into being, his consciousness coalesces onto a planet where the only, let alone being, but recognizable structures are statues of Bob Dylan or Timothée Chalamet if you get closer to the polar regions. And he's like at 40 latitude right here. So
What does his like physical being look like?
do you want to take a guess?
How soon does he start singing folk tunes?
So Bark Smorbfulton coalesces into consciousness inside a stone statue of Bob Dylan, directly next to four other cardinal direction stone statues of Bob Dylan, at around 40 degrees latitude on the planet Flamorgia. Time check.
Sounds about right. Yep.
Yep.
15 minutes.
Now, it's important that the listener understands that this was over a chortles and a half ago, in universal time. So even if you were, another conscious being who happened to stumble onto this planet, Bob Dylan or Timothée Chalamet would not exist for billions and billions of years. So for all anybody knows, these are just weirdly shaped pieces of rock covering the entire
You
planet.
might say that Bob Dylan and Timothée Chalamet manifested because of those statues.
Well, legend has it that in the year 3600 BC, an asteroid hit with the remnants of Flamorgia and Timothée Chalamet near the poles, and Bob Dylan lobbed off the planet and came crashing down to Earth. And that's, I'm not
And
gonna.
that's how human beings started to begin, you know?
No, that's just how they started to begin. Humans were
Oh, okay.
regular history back
Humans were already the thing.
then. They were already there. Bob Dylan just woke up in the East River one day and started singing folk songs.
Yeah, no one questioned it.
It's history. Anyway,
When
I'm
you're that talented, no one guesses where you come from.
exactly. I'm getting distracted.
So, Bark Smorbleton.
Bart's time check to Bart Smartfulton.
13 minutes and 30 seconds.
Okay, and we're talking about the scariest story in the universe. So,
The scariest story of all time.
of all time, good question. So, Bart Smartfulton, the planet Flamorgia, just comes into consciousness in this, unexemplary from a global standard, because there's over 36 billion Bob Dylan statues on this large gas giant, Bob Dylan statue. Now, Bark doesn't, it's one might argue that he might even be the first conscious being in existence from his perspective.
Yes,
This statue
first
is
ever.
nothing but unrecognizable rock formations of Caucasian men with angular noses. Now, Bark,
Lonely would that make you feel?
exactly. So Bark, he comes into consciousness. And after about 2 to 3 million years, he's seen enough occasional dust blowing in the wind, occasional moss on a rolling stone, that he starts to have some semblance of thought.
He starts to call me by your name.
Exactly, yes. He looks around and he's like, you know what? I need to call me by my name. Let me think of a name. And he looks and he sees bark,
Bark?
but yet, well, it's more like a lichen. It's a very early stage planet here, but it's close enough to bark. So he calls himself Bark, first name. Another 1 million years go by. He chooses the last name Smorbfulton. The record on why he went with that phonetic, it's a loss to time. You can't re rely on accurate records from over a
It's
chortle.
something an earthling would never understand.
Exactly. Maybe a Timothée Chalamet or a Bob Dylan would get it, but not
Yeah, but are they
us.
really earthlings, Gorm?
They are not Flamorgians.
They'd like you to think they are.
So anyway, Bark Smorbfulton. You spent about, at this point, let's, give or take, I mean, does time even exist? But like 5 million years.
500 million?
Yeah, that's it. That sounds just as fair. 500 million instead of five. On the planet Flamorgia, trapped inside of a Bob Dylan.
Time's different.
Yeah, I mean, what even is time? Now, Bark Smorfulton, the quintessential figure in the scariest story of all time. Time check.
10 minutes, 45 seconds.
Has a sudden and stunning realization.
Like an epiphany?
Yes, that word has not been conceived yet, but that's similar to what's going on through his mind. You want to know what it was, Gore?
Maybe the first ever epiphany.
Do you know what it was?
No.
It's Bob Dylan just does spoken word. He can't even sing.
Oh no, don't say it.
And then he had a second epiphany. You want to know what that was, Zorb?
Oh God, was it as dark as the first one, Gorb?
Almost.
Okay.
The second epiphany was, what the fuck is happening? Now,
Oh God, I hated it when my motherlings told me this story.
good old Bark Smorfulton. He's been a sentient being trapped in a rock statue of Bob Dylan. He's seen a Chalamet in the distance, but at 40 degrees latitude, it's not like he can hop between statues. It's just a pipe dream at this point.
Yep, hard through the gas blizzards.
Exactly. And with all the erosion and stuff, they basically start looking the same after only a couple months. And they spring from the ground like plants, but that's a whole different. I'm not going to get into the whole
Yeah, we can't get into
ecology.
that.
But Bark starts to think real long and hard about how did this happen. The first thing I remember was feeling like a rolling stone and then waking up in this s stone, slightly moss covered statue of Bob Dylan. He doesn't know who Bob Dylan is, but the name feels right to him to
But
describe him.
damn, does he feel like a rolling stone.
No moss growing there. Now Bart Smorfulton, he's got questions, and it seems like from his perspective he's got an unlimited amount
He's
of time.
gonna answer them.
He does, and with 500 million years,
He answers his own questions?
I mean, he's got no one else to talk to. I mean, sometimes he'll
Sure.
pretend that the Bob Stat Dylan statue to the north of him is a different, sentient being, and he'll say, "Hey Bob, I'm Bart." It's say it. Like I Am Legend, where he's
Yeah.
talking to the mannequins. Picture that, but
Yeah.
a thousand times more say
At least.
least at a minimum. Time check.
Minimum 1,000 said.
It's
8 minutes.
8 minutes. It's over 9,000. That level of said. So Bark
So
begins to.
the times they are a changing.
They are a changing, and they will be a changing. So Bark begins to think. He says, "What do I remember before I can remember?" Right? He contemplates things like the nature of being.
Yep.
Why doesn't moss gather on a rolling stone? Why are the times a
Why?
changing? Who is the Hasan al Gaib? After a long and serious 200 million years of contemplation and erosion, I mean, time is running out. I mean, luckily
Yep.
the weather movements are quite slow here, but the
But
Bob
is the
Dylan,
planet like starting to erode?
I mean, everything erodes with time,
Yep.
unless you're a rolling stone, we all gather moss.
Yep. Ain't that the
So,
truth?
in time, there will be no Bob Dylan statue left to house the consciousness of Bark Smorfulton. And so Bark comes to some conclusions. He
Yeah.
says, "I still don't know nothing, but he's going to have to do something."
Yeah.
Do you know what he does, Zord?
Has he already taken his first step?
No, he can't walk. He's trapped inside the statue. Yeah.
Oh, yep. I
For
don't know.
about 200 to 300, 500 million years. So Bark Smorfulton, he focuses his mind and he
Yep.
chortles so hard. Just a direct energy chortle.
First and hardest chortle.
Many will say that and have said that, and it's been the discussion of philosophy for eons. And Bark Smorfulton From the planet Flamorb.
Zorbulons take that as biblical, but okay,
Oh, I
Gorb.
mean, understandably. Time check.
5 minutes, 50 seconds.
Bark Smorbulon. I forget the last name. It's something like that. He chortles so hard that all of a sudden there's a new thing on the planet Flamorgia. And it's not Bob Dylan or Timothée Chalamet. It's not even a
What
Paul
is it?
Rudd, which come, every century or so.
You say Paul Ryan?
I said Paul Rudd. They pop up every couple
Oh,
centuries. Yeah,
thank
and
God it
living
wasn't a
water.
Paul Ryan.
Listen, it's a forest ecosystem. So anyway,
Yeah, cool.
in front of Bark Smorbfulton is a small little black dot. The first thing different he's seen in 600 million years. And
Yep.
he looks at it and he chortles even harder, and this black dot begins to grow and expand. And it's a blackness so vast that it doesn't,
Indeed.
it is not even black. It consumes the light around it, right?
Oh God.
And it expands, and it expands, and it keeps expanding. And then Bark Smorbfulton finds himself subsumed by this black dot. He seems to
It's
be.
starting to consume him.
Well, hold up. It's consuming everything, but more so than
Oh
consuming,
God.
it's expanding everything and pushing it outwards.
Oh
If I
God.
yeah, and so Bark Smorbfulton, as the only conscious being, not only on Flamorgia at this point, but a chortle and a half ago, the only conscious being in the entire universe or empty world
Yep.
at that time,
In
finds himself.
all of things.
Of all things, finds himself subsumed all over the surface of this giant black void. Time check.
Yeah. 3 minutes, 55 seconds.
And Bark Smorbfulton understands at that moment. He
He gets it.
understands such powerful tenets and parables, such as a rolling stone can grow no moss, how the times are always a changing. That he has become a god.
Yep.
And so, subsumed over the surface of a great black void, where inside is our universe, Zorb, created unintentionally out of sheer boredom by our god, Bark Smorbfulton. Now, time check.
3 minutes.
Now, Bark, let's just say he's still not very happy with his situation. He wanted more of a friend to talk to.
Didn't want all this responsibility.
When you get the manager promotion from your shitty job without the pay raise, that's what Bork got.
Oh, it's the worst.
Prior to this, he just had to focus on about 36 billion Bob Dylan and Timothy Chalamet statues, and about
That's
six.
so much less
So
responsibility.
much. There's no pay raise. It's a rough gig. Not to mention, in this little black void that has become our universe, Bark Smorfulton sees conscious beings popping up left and right. He's like, "Whoa,
Oh
would you look
God,
at
they're
that?
everywhere.
There's humans. There's Zorbulons. Gorbulons. What is that? A goldfish? That can think a bit." And he's quite jealous.
Yep.
Those Dylan statues were thick as stone. There was no thought there. Time check.
2 minutes.
2 minutes. So, Bark, he didn't turn out to be too wrathful of a god. There was that whole thing with Lot in the Bible where he turned someone into stone, but he was having a bad day, and
Was a flashback, you know?
it was traumatic. It was post-traumatic. But Bark, at one point, he decides, I have to send a message
Yep.
to all of the conscious beings in the
Gotta
universe.
let them know.
I have to let them know the true story of how this universe was created and what it means to be a sentient being in the cosmos. Time check.
1 minute and 20 seconds.
So he reaches out from outside the void, which only he can do because he's still on the surface.
Yep.
What he grabs, Zorb,
What?
reaches
What
out
does?
to the ruins of the planet Flamorgia.
Okay.
And he picks himself up two things. Do you want to know what they are?
Is it both a talented musician and a talented actor who ends up playing said talented musician?
He picks up a 1960s folk singer and the Hassan al-Gaib and thrusts them into the cosmos of his creation.
Hurling them across the universe.
And they fall through space and time. And because of the difference between the equator and the polar regions, one lands about 40 years before the other does.
That's how it works.
And do you want to know the scariest part of all of it, Zorb? Time check.
What is the scariest part, Gorb?
The message was lost in the impressive CGI of Dune 2. Nobody understood the truth. Oh, God.
Yeah, that story is what my mother likes used to tell me.
Wow, that was well, we'll see how it comes out in post. Play us out.